Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Hello, and welcome in to episode number 87 of the Go Get That podcast. Little bit different than we were expecting this morning. Apologies, I'm wanted. But it's Craig Ranch week, and usually that means sunshine, rainbows, and happiness.
Jubilance.
In the Dan camp. But a left wrist tendon has changed all of that. So we're going to – look, we don't want to speculate too much. We did get some news from George Savarikas that we can talk about a little bit, I think. And then we'll talk about a little bit about the Byron Nelson this week, a little bit about Wells Fargo, a little bit about what the future might look like without trying to talk about too much or get into too much that we don't know. So, without further ado, Bob and Jordan are here, boys. Got the news yesterday at like 6. I'm curious your initial reactions generally.
Yeah, still shocked, obviously. It's really not anything you can expect. I mean, it was kind of out of nowhere, right? So it's more just where do we go from here, which we don't really know. We both know that Jordan will give it everything he possibly can in terms of playing next week because it is a major. But we also know that he's not going to risk long-term damage for one tournament. So we'll see. It's a waiting game. It's unfortunate. I know a lot of people yesterday were very, very disappointed with the news, as was I, as was Jordan, as was Dan, but it's a waiting game now. We just gotta kind of wait for answers. The wrist is not a good injury for a golfer, but there are a lot of unknowns. They didn't give us many specifics, so we're not gonna speculate, and we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, props to George Savarikas for the update today. Thanks for the one reporter, you know, doing some digging on it. It's not like someone's going for a career grand slam next week and entering probably with his best chance in like 6-7 years of doing that. But yeah, it's obviously disappointing, just the timing of it. I mean, I could only imagine what Jordan's thinking with the timing of it. And yeah, we're not doctors, so like we don't really know how he's feeling, what it possibly could be. I think Bob kind of alluded to it, you know, a wrist for a golfer is never not ideal at all. I mean, neither is the back, neither is the knee, but I mean, you swing with your left wrist. So obviously a lot of force being put on it, but props to George for dropping that report today. It was nice to get a little bit more info. And it was nice to see George say that, you know, Jordan's at least, I assume Jordan didn't tell him directly, but Jordan's camp, his agent, all that told him that Jordan's still at least considering playing next week. He gave us the 50-50. So I think, you know, long-term in terms of playing, I guess in the somewhat near future, I guess that bodes well if he's 50-50 for this week. But at the same time, like, again, it's so much is still in the air. All George said was the left wrist, left tendon. Like, I mean, there could be so much going on with the single tendon. How bad that tendon is. Is it just, you know, more precautionary this week? How major is it? There's so much that's up in the air, and hopefully we'll learn more within the near future.
Yeah, I do think that I speak for most Spieth fans. Just hearing something about it was quite nice. Like, I think when Jordan released the statement, obviously Jordan himself is a very private guy. Like, he doesn't run his Instagram. He doesn't run his Twitter. You see very few pictures of him in public, or they're just harder to find, I suppose. You can dig them up. But he doesn't share a lot about his personal life. And the statement kind of said the same thing. It's like, yeah, my left wrist really hurt. Like, he used the word severe. And then he said he spoke to medical professionals, which also I think caught my eye. I know Jordan and I talked about it, this Jordan and I talked about it, and said that those were kind of the two key, like, quotes or phrases that were interesting in the negative sense. So to hear 50-50 is great, and hopefully, you know, that means certain things are off the table. But again, we don't know enough. But I think we can speak on it. It just sucks. The timing's awful, right? Like, he was playing some of the best golf he's played 6 years, five, six, like, since 2017. I mean, 2021. I think he had passed that. I think he was playing better than he did in 2021, or at least close to it. So it just bad timing. You hope for the best. I don't know if we or anybody really saw this coming, which makes it all the more shocking, all the more disappointing. But hopefully it's a quick turnaround. But I mean, especially for wrists in general, like, not good for golf. You mentioned back, you mentioned knee, but the left wrist for Jordan Spieth, like, everybody talks about the weak left, you know, left hand grip. The, you know, PJ Tour commentators say it all the time. Lisa Cornwell, Craig Perks,
shout out to
Mark Immelman, all those guys, Will McKenzie. They're just all going in on that left, that weak left hand grip. And, you know, this is concerning. It's part of the weak left grip is part of what the struggles, are a big part of the struggles in 19 and 20, and 18 as well, although he just missed a lot of putts in 2018. But, you know, you hope that the WD this week from Craig Ranch is more of a, okay, I've had something, it's not the same injury, but it's a more preventative than it is just trying to gut it out and play through it for sponsors or fans, because he's had a bad experience from doing that in the past. So hopefully that leads to good news. But as of now, it's really just a waiting game until Friday. So
yeah. I won't really be, like, tuned into Craig Ranch, unfortunately. Hate to say it. I know Dan will still be watching intently as it is a major, but yep. I feel like this is not just Spieth fans. The biggest news for golf in the next few weeks is going to be most likely on Friday. That will be very telling. The PGA Tour ratings will be affected very strongly by whether Jordan Spieth plays the PGA or not. That's just how it is. We've never really dealt with an injury, so to say, to Jordan, like, long term. So we don't know whether that's what's going to happen. So it's just hope for the best and wait.
Basically Tiger fans over
yes,
there.
Yes, you know, yes, waiting for commitments on Friday
72
afternoon.
Hours, which is brutal. But no, it was interesting to hear that it was the tendon and not the bone chip that he suffered.
Yeah.
That was interesting to see. I don't really know which is worse. Again, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I do know that the bone chip played probably a pretty significant role into the fall off in 19 and 20. So I was kind of nice to see that it wasn't that, just because, I mean, we have bad memories of a bone chip, you know, costing Jordan's game to go down the toilet. But I mean, obviously, again, not a doctor, but a tendon isn't great either. A lot of stress on it. And, you know, his statement kind of spoke for itself. He said it was severe enough for him to, you know, seek out medical professionals, which obviously isn't ideal. It's not like something he could, you know, take care of himself, which obviously isn't great. But, you know, I'll keep reiterating what Dan and Baba said. It's a waiting game, really. I mean, I highly doubt we'll hear much else. Jordan's private. It's not like he's coming out and giving us the full details. He just gave us a severe wrist. George came out today, gave us a little bit more, but besides that, I don't really know what to expect unless he, you know, does play next week, and I'm sure he'll have a presser and maybe we can learn a bit more.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I don't know if we can touch on a lot more of it without going, too much into the ifs, ands, and buts, or the potential of what might be, what might not be. It's disappointing. It's equally as kind of frustrating as you see all this PGA Championship stuff come out. And you see, I mean, Jordan, you told me today that your mood or opinion kind of changed on Oak Hill just over the past couple of days, just seeing it on flyovers or the hole by hole kind of stuff. So I think next week's course is going to be awesome. Obviously it'll be, sort of the Walmart Craig Ranch, I suppose, but it's still a great venue next week, and I hope Spieth gets the opportunity to tee it up. But again, man, being Tiger fans or Tiger commitment watch fans for Friday, I think it's tough. It really is. But any thoughts about any more thoughts on this, or I guess Wells Fargo or anything that has gone
no,
on?
No, yeah, the
couple weeks or week or so.
The Wells Fargo was rough.
Yeah, it was
rough. We really don't know whether the injury had any effect on that play, so I'm not going to sit here and blame it on that yet. But it was, the driver was a real problem, real problem. If he drives like that at Oak Hill, might as well stay home and rest. hopefully that was a one-off, because that can't happen again. It was awful. He was hitting shots that without trees would have been 100 yards left of the center of the fairway. So that was my biggest takeaway. I missed a lot of the round, but it was, from what I saw, every drive was just wayward. Mostly left.
I was a little surprised to see him as unsharp as he was.
Yeah, he was very unsharp. Every shot was just not kind of what we're used to from him. You know?
Right. Especially the past sort of month, or 2 months, I guess, really since Waste Management. And again, injury, no injury, we don't know. And we probably may not find out for like a little while.
You know,
but I thought Thursday was kind of what I expected, actually. A little bit of a slow start, and then really grinded well to get to 2 under. I should say 2 under through 17 was nice, and then the triple on 18 was
devastating.
Devastating. To use a Bob word, pathetic. I mean, you could just look up a thesaurus of those words and just go down the list. It was all of them. And then Friday was obviously just, shoot a 77. I think worst round since the Northern Trust, maybe that 79 on that Saturday or something. But it certainly wasn't anything pretty. And then, of course, Xander Schauffele turns into a classic kind of Xander Sunday, where he grabs the lead from Wyndham Clark, who, granted, Wyndham played great, but Xander was mid again on a Sunday and didn't get the job done. I know Jordan and I had some go get that outright points on him, and that was a little disappointing. But I do, Bob, you mentioned Quail Hollow is not your favorite golf course. And I thought it was okay, but I'm really, I don't think there's anything like overly impressive about it, other than it's really well kept and it's somewhat difficult.
It's nice and green.
Yeah.
That's about it.
And you can make something numbers, but
yeah. The 3-hole stretch at the end, the green mile, is pretty cool. But like other than that, the course has no like character to it at all.
Yeah. I liked 14 and 15 though too. the short four, yeah, and the par five. But the rest of it was kind of, I don't know.
14 is a good hole. 14 is a good hole. Probably the best hole on the golf course.
I don't know. Does it, where does it rank in terms of short par fours on tour?
It's up there. Eight has to be probably the worst short par four on tour.
Yeah, eight is weird.
Eight is terrible. Eight, you don't get rewarded with good shots. Like, it's,
yeah,
I hate eight. But 14 is very good par four.
What'd you think of W Fargo, Jordan?
I said it in one of our group chats a couple days ago. I think as a tour stop, I don't mind it. I think it's decent. It's a bad major venue.
But it's for like bad
a tour, I don't agree with that. I think for a tour stop, it's pretty decent. I think there's a lot of, I know Dan has this, you know, romantic relationship with Craig Ranch, but I can't stand watching Craig Ranch. I mean, freaking
quite the statement.
Why not?
PGA West for the freaking American Express. Those golf courses bore me. I mean, we got Colonial in 2 weeks. I don't like Colonial that much.
To be fair.
Really? You don't like Colonial?
No, I don't like Colonial. I like that he plays well there. That's about it.
To Craig Ranch, I actually quite enjoy Craig Ranch. There's nothing wrong with a minus 25 winner every once in a while.
Okay.
I think it's actually a pretty decent course. It's pretty fun because it gets kind of firm.
It's just getting screwed.
But it gets a bad spot on the schedule. You're right. It's not the golf course's fault. It's easy, yeah. But like,
yeah, sort of. Those might be the most demanding wedge shots. I think guys just get their game dialed in because they know there's a major the next week, like a technical major. So they bring their best to Craig Ranch, and that's why they tear it up, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Craig Ranch, it's brought the defense this week. I don't know if we're, you know, transitioning into C Ranch, but
sure.
I mean, I don't even know if Jordan got his Wells Fargo taken, to be honest.
Yeah, you can keep going.
We started talking about golf courses.
You know, the thing with Wells Fargo, too, is like, I mean, it was Jordan's first time playing there since 13, besides the President's Cup. I haven't seen enough of it, but it's just, I mean, I think for a tour venue, it's like right in the middle in terms of quality. I don't think it's an awful golf course. I think for a major, it's bad. I'll give you that. I mean, you look at the future PGA venues, they have like a Ronimink coming up, which, no thank you, that hosted a BMW a few years ago. I feel most of the courses on tour that host regular tour stops and, you know, a major, just no thank you. I mean, there's plenty of good courses. You don't need a course that hosts the Wells Fargo to host the PGA, or you don't need Pebble to host the US Open. I don't care how classic it is. But it is what it is. I don't think Jordan will be back at Quail Hollow anytime soon, besides the 2025 PGA. And it's funny, though, we're mentioning courses that have, you know, hosted a tour event that hosts majors. Bethpage used to host the the Deutsche Bank, I think. And you don't see Bethpage.
Either that or the Barclays or something.
Yeah, the Barclays, the Deutsche Bank, something like that. And you don't see, I think we all like Bethpage, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's kind of nice to have major courses or major courses and tour venues or tour venues. I kind of wish they'd keep to that.
I'd agree. I think that's fair. I mean, look, Craig Ranch is building toward its major. and I think we're if Craig Ranch doesn't play any defense this week, I'm going to be a little disappointed. It's going to be wet. The wind's finally going to blow a little bit. So it's a pretty big ballpark, actually, in terms of the opportunities to hit long irons. And that was something that if Jordan was playing, I was actually going to bring up, was that, because this Jordan, podcast Jordan,
hi,
has brought up a lot that Jordan Spieth, golfer Jordan, has not had the best approach numbers or approach game from 200 plus. I think that's your kind of stat there, right? And Craig Ranch offers some opportunities to hit long irons. They changed number 12 to a par 4. The rough will be up a little bit this year. Wind can get blowing a little bit in Texas, and you have to flight some down, move some around. The par 3s are pretty long. There's some long par 4s. So if it's soft and not running, you know, it'd be a good chance to kind of fine-tune or work on or get challenged by some long irons. And I like the changes that they've made, right? The par five to a par four, I think, is great. The rough up helps quite a bit, makes it a little bit more penal on the sides. And then, you know, just let the wind blow and we'll see. I mean, this could be like an over par winner. And I don't know about all that, but that'd be my dream right there. No, I think, but I don't think it reaches 25 under this week. And if it does, might have to have some discussions with the people at Craig Ranch who continually make this golf course look like a joke, when it is clearly, you know, when you kind of peel the onion layers back, clearly one of the best golf courses in the world. So I look forward to seeing its true sort of beast unleashed this week, which I know excites you guys a lot as well, too. I can see it on Bob's face.
I mean, I might watch over 2.5 minutes of the coverage this week. Mm. You know, who knows?
Interesting.
Thank you. Thanks
for Bob being on mute.
It depends if Cage Lee is in contention.
Interesting. Yes, he will be going for the major three-peat.
Yes.
Which I don't think's happened in over 75 years.
Really?
I believe some... I feel bad not knowing their name. But I think he won it the U.S. Open 3 times in the 50s.
Hogan?
I feel like I would have remembered if it was Hogan. And then, of course, like the Morrises from England won the Opens like a bunch five of times in a row.
They don't count.
But post-World War II, I think there's one guy who did it, and I feel bad for not having his name, so I'm going to look that up right now.
Hogan won 4 U.S. Opens in, like, a 6-year stretch.
Yeah, Hogan had a lot. There was one guy who could have had 5 Opens in a row, but he won, like, 2, 3, and 5 and not 1 and 4, but he lost by a total of, like, 2 shots or something. Anyway. So I'll figure out who that is and who KH Lee's trying to catch this week. But I do believe he is a good play this week. I don't know if we want to transition into that at all.
Yes, I would love to start.
Go ahead.
By all means.
Folks, I present to you the KH Lee trifecta this week. Yes. 4 plays, 3 of them KH Lee involved. I will give them all to you right now. Yes. So obviously the staple KH Lee first round leader for 10 at 40-1 at 24-1 KH Lee to win and complete the three-peat, and then 60 on KH Lee to top 20. So those are my plays. Oh, my final, I'll just give them all. And then I have Tom Kim for my last 20 to win. So
I like it. I can go next. I have 3 plays. I'm also on KH Lee. Not as an outright. My 2 outrights, I went with the 2 guys that are at the top of the board. I don't see with our 100 points, it's just not worth it for me to try and figure out who in the 50 to 130 range is going to win. There's like 40 guys there. And I mean, this golf tournament can be won by so many dudes. So I went with Scheffler and Hatton, 25 each. If either of them won, I'd win for the week. And I mean, I think the odds of Scheffler winning are probably about, he's plus 350. And I'd give him a 25% chance to win probably.
Yeah.
So him and Hatton. And then for my placement, I did go with KH Lee to top 20. Still trying to figure out a 50 on KH Lee to top 20 to pay out 110. And those are my 3 plays this week. Very simple.
Nice. I have to finalize my plays. But I really like Tyrrell Hatton this week. I think he's just been playing good golf. I know Quail Hollow, he played well, T3. Obviously, this week he'll play quite a bit different. Sterner test, of course. But I think in the wind, the length, I think Hatton's ready for that. And I think this is a good spot for him to break through in sort of a field that's not as strong, because obviously Ranch kind of scares the best players away for the most part.
It's a course that definitely demands you kind of just sack up, you know. You have to be mentally prepared to walk into that golf course and be okay with seven birdies not being enough, you know. That's not a shot at Ranch. It's the reason why the top players don't play. They know that they're going to have to take their game to a next level.
Right. No, I think that's really well said. I do think it'll be more like three birdies this year instead of seven.
Fair. That would be great to hear. Great to see.
And I think that, you know, Craig Ranch will show the world that it truly is one of the best, world class. So that's Hatton to win. And then Michael Kim. He's been playing some good golf, a solo seven last week at Quail Hollow. I'm just looking at his page right now. T30 in Mexico ain't great. Neither is some of the other ones here. But I don't know. His
numbers are in Puerto Rico, Dan.
His numbers are better than his finishes would suggest. So I think I can get some decent odds on him to play pretty well this week. And then Matt Kuchar. I'll probably find a three ball at some point. I've been so obsessed looking at the golf course that I haven't really dived into some of the odds and the three balls and stuff. But wow, DraftKings doesn't even have it on their popular thing. That's pathetic. What? The tournament. Oh my God.
It also stinks that we're in a tough stretch of betting this time of year. I know that we're all in the red right now, which is disappointing. This is a tough stretch. Hopefully, once we get past here, it'll be a little easier to gauge who's going to be winning golf tournaments. That would be the hope.
I would agree. Matt Kuchar's in a three ball with Cage Lee and Tom Kim, so I'll probably avoid that, but.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, and I couldn't do it.
One that kind of sticks out to me is Bazadenhout over Jaeger and Hoagie. Although Tom Hoagie's plays in Texas, flusher the golf ball. I'll have to look at some data golf numbers to kind of finalize it, but I know people like Bazadenhout this week as well. Mm-hmm. So that could be a good kind of spot to check in on. I might, depending on Hideki's number, which I'll look at right now, 18-1. I don't know. I'm always a sucker for playing Hideki Matsuyama. I know he hasn't played.
He's known to play Hideki Matsuyama.
He's got some wrist, or not some wrist. He's got some neck issues. But he's back in solo three here last year, which, you know, he shot 10 under on Sunday, but that was just
about an average round around the golf course.
They didn't do it justice last year, you know. They really didn't. They toned it down too much, you know. And I think this year, if they let the beast prowl, which it seems like they're doing a little bit more, I'm expecting a fascinating golf tournament. So, I look forward to waking up on Thursday and watching.
So did Scheffler win by 8 or 3 this year?
I would say.
Dude, imagine KH Lee just chases down Scheffler. That would be incredible.
That'd be awesome. I mean, KH Lee, he's proven, right? Two years ago on Sunday, the weather got really bad. KH Lee stepped up, sacked up, and took care of business.
Do I put a blue stamp of guarantee on KH Lee first round leader? Those plays are 2-0 this year. I could not be more confident KH Lee leading after the first round.
He has started to play some good golf, too.
Maybe it'll be a tie for the lead, but it'll be a lead.
I don't know. I worry that Ranch will get him back. You know? I think Ranch is out for revenge. And
plausible theory.
I'm not sure.
That would not be good for my bets.
I'm not sure. To be honest, I mean, I could see.
All right, I'll avoid the stamp of guarantee. I'll avoid the stamp of guarantee.
I'd save that for Jay Spieth winning the PGA. although then it wouldn't hit anyway. But regardless.
Yes, I can't do that to Jay Spieth.
No, you can't.
After I cursed him with an injury.
Well, that might have been me because I bet him to win. So. But yeah, I'd say your presence is more powerful for sure.
You're selling yourself short, though.
Well, no, I
feel like you're trying to get rid of the blame off your back.
Well, nobody's blamed me.
You're either gonna blame me for not picking him?
But Bob blamed himself, and I said, well, it could have been me. But I think my energy is more positively powerful.
How about we just blame the golf gods?
I would say Bob may have some curses kind of hidden in his arsenal, so to speak. But that's a good one. So yeah, I'm excited. Good week.
I'm excited for Friday at, what is it, 5 Eastern to see if we're playing next week.
Yeah. Well, and the Saturday tee times are also important come Friday night. So
that would have to be about where I am.
There's either going to be a lot of joy or a lot of pain.
Yeah. Well, what do you – I mean, we said we wouldn't speculate.
Ask it, Dan. Come on.
But is – what – do we think we get a withdraw on Friday or no? I'm going to say no. I think his name is on there, but I don't think that means he's in.
I don't think the decision is made Friday, personally.
I would agree, but I think that means
you can keep the door open. Yeah, I think Rob's right. Why would you take your name off Friday?
Right. I think that's what I'm saying.
Cannot pick up a club.
Yeah. Well, and I think I didn't want to go down this, but if his name is not on there Friday,
big problems.
Then yeah, we've got some this is not good type of stuff. Because there's no way he'd not play the PGA and then show up to Colonial or
even his name's on there Friday, you can kiss Colonial goodbye.
Or even the Memorial, probably. So hopefully that's not the case. My guess is it won't be. Will he play? Don't know, but the waiting game, man, it's not fun.
Waiting game, yeah.
It's not fun. But
yeah, if we keep talking, we're gonna get into speculation.
Yeah, so. I know. We're getting there right now, but
yeah, regardless. But we know you guys want a podcast, we gave it to you. I know this is a little bit shorter than usual. We gave our ranch picks. Obviously, it's still a major week. Yep. I had to do it justice with a podcast. I know you guys probably want us to speculate a little more than we did, but we don't know anything. We're usually kept in the loop somewhat, but there's nothing to be kept in the loop about, right? Like,
yeah, no, there's
something he's obviously keeping very tight, which he should.
Some people think like we have like we can just go ask the Spieth camp and get these answers. Like that's just not the case.
I mean, we'd get the same response everybody else would get.
And if we did, they wouldn't tell us. So
yeah, exactly.
Which they shouldn't. It's
right. I agree with that. So
we unfortunately do not have the Spieths on our speed dial.
They're not exactly. No,
almost.
Contrary to popular belief.
Contrary to popular belief, I do not have Jordan Spieth's phone number.
Yeah. I mean, we know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Right.
Who might know a guy whose cousin might know a guy.
But that guy's just not being told anything right now.
Follows Spieth on Instagram.
Exactly.
But that's about it. I mean, we do know Frank Spieth.
We know Frank. Yes. Frank is a distant relative, though. I wouldn't say he's close with Spieth himself. But anyway. maybe in the coming weeks, Frank will be able to let us know, some of the inside scoop.
Be nice.
Until Frank lets us know, we will
sign off.
Yeah, hopefully see you for a preview on Monday.
But happy ranch week.
Yes. Enjoy it.
Soak it in. One of the greatest weeks of the year.
Some would argue the greatest week of the year besides the Masters.
Could be. I mean, it's just always a thrilling Sunday at Ranch. So I
would agree.
It'll be Revenge of the Ranch this year, I think, is the fitting name for this week. And I'm excited. So till then.
Peace.
Peace.
Take care.